You are listening to a new episode of On Oji News. This episode is about stories.
Storytelling has earned its place as one of the most important traditions humans possess.
Stories are very powerful. They can make you laugh, cry, or get scared.
We have selected a couple of stories that will make you feel different emotions.
Are you ready?
Let's start with the first story called The Clown Statue.
Jade arrived at her babysitting job in McKinney, Texas.
The family has a very large house. The parents are going out for a date night.
The father tells the babysitter that once the children are in bed, she should go into this specific room to watch TV, because he does not want her wandering the house.
The parents take off, and soon she gets the kids into bed and goes to the room to watch TV.
She tries watching TV, but she is disturbed by a clown statue in the corner of the room.
She tries to ignore it for as long as possible, but it starts freaking her out so much that she can't handle it.
She decides to call the father and ask,
"Hey, the kids are in bed, but is it okay if I switch rooms? This clown statue is really creeping me out."
The father says seriously,
"Get the kids, go next door and call 911.
She asks,
"What's going on?"
He responds,
"Just go next door, and once you call the police, call me back."
She gets the kids, goes next door, and calls the police.
When the police are on the way, she calls the father back and asks,
"So really, what's going on?"
He responds,
"We don't have a clown statue."
Are you ready for the next story? Let's listen to the Window Viper.
Years ago, a man inherited a house from his great uncle who died in the war.
The house sat on a hill outside of a town in the next states, and the rumors were told that it was haunted.
The man traveled to the town to inspect the house and found that it was a wonderful old mansion in great condition, but very, very old.
So he decided to move in and enjoy his inheritance.
A couple of weeks after he moved in, late at night, the phone rang. When he answered, a voice said,
"I am the Window Viper and I will be there in 2 weeks."
And then it hung up before he could say anything.
The next day, he searched the internet under snakes for Window Viper, but found nothing.
A week passed with no concerts, and again, late one night, the phone rang.
"I am the Window Viper. I will be there in 1 week."
And hung up. This made the man quite nervous, not knowing what the Window Viper was.
He asked around the town, and no one had ever heard of any such viper.
4 days later, late at night, the phone rang.
"I am the Window Viper, and I will be there in 2 days.
The man is getting much more concerned now.
The next night, the phone rang.
"I am the Window Viper. I will be there tomorrow."
Needless to say, the man is just plain scared now.
Next evening, the phone rang.
"I am the Window Viper. I will be there in 1 hour.
The man tries to leave, but his car battery is dead.
Nearly an hour later, the phone rang.
I am the Binder Viper. I will be there in 2 minutes.
Man runs around, locking all the windows and doors, and called 911.
The police are on their way. Soon, there was a knock at the door. The man opened the door a crack and asked,
"Is that the police?"
But he saw a short Chinese man who said,
"No, I am the Window Viper. I come every month to wipe your windows."
This is all from us today. I hope you have enjoyed our stories.
Bye. See you next time.